You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
Hello.
Raven says that you yelled at him about where he placed the ornaments on the tree because he ruined the Christmas tree. Is that true?
That's not true. He's crazy. No, I mean, he spent like an hour over on one side of the tree, and I thought, okay, I don't got to do that side. I'll keep working over here because this tree is huge. Mm-hmm. And I go over there, and there's like 3 ornaments on that side of the tree, and I'm like, what have you been doing over here? Like, I expected this was going to be done. No, there was like 3 ornaments on the side of the tree. So I just asked him, like, well, what have you been doing?
No.
He said he was having a hard time. No. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Can't come up the stairs.
So my dog had a minor operation this past week. Well, a procedure, really, to remove a cyst. So now he's got the cone of shame.
Uh-huh.
And Alicia is obviously watching him to make sure that he doesn't rip any stitches open here. But the dog does whatever he wants.
Yeah. He can't do anything. He can't run, jump, play, be left alone. It's really awesome. I haven't left the house all weekend. I'm going insane.
Oh, poor little guy.
It's been so fun. Mm. So I'm just going to say that it's a slight embellishment. I mean, I had quite a few ornaments up there, maybe not as many as her, but I'm taking my time to make sure I get them in the right place. And you know why I'm doing that, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
Okay.
Because over the years, I have been ridiculed at length by my wife and judged when it comes to the tree. I have to say, this year, she actually was much, much better. But it almost came through for a minute. The demon almost emerged.
I kind of understand. My husband won't hang a single ornament on our tree, Alicia, because I've like said to him a few times, like, you're doing it wrong. He would take the, like, we have an ultrasound picture of, like, when I was pregnant with Hayden, that's, like, framed and, like, says, like, best year ever, best gift ever, whatever. And he would take probably one of the most precious ornaments that we have and put it on the back of the tree like a heartless savage. And I'd be like, mm-hmm. What are you doing? So I understand. There is kind of, like, the right and wrong on where to place things on the tree.
Yeah. You know, we have the important stuff that always has to go on the tree every year. And then, you know, if there's, depending on the size, if there's room, there's other stuff to fill in the empty space. Mm-hmm. Well, he takes like this ugly Christmas ball instead of like our wedding ornament, our first married Christmas, and he's putting this on the front of the tree. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, open. He's like, how am I supposed to know the difference? What do you mean? How are you supposed to know the difference? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Important in one person's brain is maybe not necessarily the same as the others.
You think the generic dog goes on like the front of the tree?
Listen, we have like 7 different engagement photos for the tree. Seriously. A lot of them.
Well, otherwise, how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
He hasn't been home, Anna. Mm. He literally has not been home, and I have been stuck here. I can't have company because the dog can't jump, and he can't run. And they go nuts when people ring the doorbell or come in the house. I'm here alone, and I'm mad at him, and it's not rational because it's not his fault. He's not home. He's working. So I'm just, I'm no fun this week at all.
Feels like an A.
Yeah. So what kind of grade would you like to give him for being an absent husband, I guess?
I want to give him an F for not being home, but I can't.
Right.
I mean, I can't give him an A because it doesn't feel fair that he gets an A and I'm stuck home. So he's getting another B, Anna.
Well, B is better than F in theory.
I guess I'll take it for big, bulky ornament.
Yeah, you should. And just stop it now. Don't talk anymore.
Yeah.